From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. We're about to meet a 77-year-old retiree who's practiced law, served in the Air Force, and written 7 books. He's now a YouTube sensation.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jackie K. Cooper, and this is my entertainment rundown for the week of March 24th. Well, I got busy this week, and I saw 4 movies. That's right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jackie K. Cooper's reviews of movies, books, TV shows, and his weekly entertainment rundown blew up from 136 subscribers to nearly 150,000 over the past month. Huh? Well, he's on the line from Perry, Georgia to tell us what happened. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you, Virginia. And it is a hot story.
How did this happen? You've been posting these things for weeks, maintaining more or less the same audience. How'd it grow to 100,000 plus?
Well, I'd been doing it for 12 years, and my subscribers had grown to a massive 136 people, which I was really happy about. You know, I thought, my gosh, there are 136 people out there listening to what I say every week and watching, you know, my video rundown. And out of the blue, this is the absolute truth, and, you know, it's just stranger than fiction. This guy named Maxwell, who I have never met, he saw my entertainment rundown on YouTube and decided that he was going to discover me.
He's going to make you a star?
He's going to make me a star. Me and Lady Gaga.
How did he do it?
He put something up, and I don't know these terms, but he put something up on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Reddit is a site for, you know, let's say, for people who are kind of obsessed about particular things. They gravitate toward that.
Well, he got me on Reddit, and then from Reddit, he got me to PewDiePie, mm-hmm. who is a guy in Sweden who has 81 million subscribers, if you can believe that. And PewDiePie gave me a shout-out. And this was like 3 weeks ago, and suddenly my 136 subscribers went up to like 3,000 subscribers, and I'm just sitting there amazed, and I'm talking to my son, and he says, you know, Dad, I think by the morning you're going to have 5,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. Well, the next morning I had 17,000 subscribers. And then it went to 30-something subscribers. It went on and for the next few days, and we leveled off at a little bit over 150,000 subscribers.
Well, I'm going to say 150,000 and growing. You eventually spoke with Maxwell after he mentioned you on Reddit, and this spread around. Why was he such a fan?
Well, I didn't really speak to him. We tweeted back and forth.
Okay, so the contemporary version of speaking.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And, you know, and I did ask him this. I said, Maxwell, I know nothing about you. Who are you? And he said, I'm 16 years old and I go to high school in Boston. And I said, well, I'm 77 years old and I'm retired and living in Perry, Georgia. And then I asked him, you know, the question that everybody says, why me? And he said, I guess you were just in the right place at the right time.
Hmm. Well, and obviously, you know, 136 people were believing in you and enjoying your reviews, which you started doing. I guess you were reviewing in your local paper until you retired. Is that right?
That's correct. I started in my local paper. I would make appearances on the local television stations, you know, around the Academy Award time, you know, or different things like that. You know, and so I had been doing it, but not on this scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, and I honestly, I had kind of kept my age to myself. And then when this blew up, it was suddenly 77-year-old man blows up on the internet.
So is this cranked up the pressure? I mean, you put out a lot of reviews. What does it feel like? Are you sitting up a little straighter now that you know that you're speaking to so many people?
I do. And they are so nice. I mean, if you go and look at the comments, they're so favorable. And they you know, they all say, oh, I wish you were my granddad. And you're so wholesome and you're so positive and you don't give away spoilers, which I make a practice not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my son, who lives here in Perry, shoots the show, and I have a friend who handles sound. And we've been doing this, and, you know, they seem to like it. We do it in one take. We don't edit everything. We just do it in one take, and you know, if I make a mistake, I correct it right there and move on. And they run for like, when I have four movies, it might run 4 minutes long or three and a half, something like that. And then if it's a super movie like Captain Marvel or Us, then I'll also do a longer video with more detail about the movie. And we're going to, you know, get into video shows and books and everything. We're going to try to get just more and more videos in those fields.
All right. So let's hear, actually, this is your review of Us. Over the past weekend, you reviewed it. It's got a lot of attention on social media. 70 million in this opening weekend box office.
It's unbelievable.
Written and directed by Jordan Peele. Here you are. You rate it from 9 out of 10, by the way. Here's a little bit from the review.
I scored it 9 out of 10 because I, too, think it is one of the best movies of the year so far. You know, there may be a lot more coming out that will be better, and we know there'll be that, which is worse. But this gets a 9 out of 10 from me. I urge you, if you like this kind of movie, you know, it's scary, but it's not overly scary, and it really will make your brain work. I like that. And you can have discussion after discussion after discussion about what everything means.
That's Jackie K. Cooper's review of Us. One of the comments under your video reads, if Jackie gives it a 9 out of 10, then I guess I have to watch it.
Yeah, I don't give 9s. I mean, rarely do I give 9s.
Well, what constitutes a high rating in your book?
It has to hit on all points. It has to have good, good acting. It has to have a good story. It has to have good directing. It has to involve you in the movie. It has to flow. Those are just, some of the criteria that I use. And Us was just an almost perfect movie and hit those points. And I'm not a big fan of scary movies. I sit there watching them with my fingers laced over my eyes and my thumb stuck in my ears. But this one really got to me. I liked everything about it. Jordan Peele is just brilliant. The career he's going to have is just going to be amazing. And Lupita Nyong'o, who won an Academy Award several years ago for Best Supporting Actress, she better be in the race next year for Best Actress.
So, Jackie, what's the lowest rating you ever gave a film? Do you remember?
Oh, I gave Hardcore Henry. No, wait a minute. I gave Breaking Barbie a 2. They sent it to me.
Long way to crawl up from a 2.
Yes, but it was about a Barbie doll type person going on an adventure in a park.
I guess that's all we need to
and
know.
And aliens are involved.
You committed to this page once a week, and even more. I've seen more reviews now for the past 12 years. So you spend a lot of time on that. Now that you have all these followers, are you doing what people do on YouTube and monetizing your show?
I am. I didn't know anything about that. And then YouTube actually contacted me and said, when you reach this criteria, we will start placing ads if you're in agreement with it. And I haven't gotten the check yet. It's only been a short time. The check is in the mail. And I'm looking forward to that. And also, once we went over 100,000, they send you a silver plaque with a play button on it.
Well, my goodness.
I can't wait to get that. We're going to unwrap that in a video that's going to go up on the channel. So, and I hope people will go to the channel. This is great being able to talk to you and talking to your listeners, but I hope they'll go to Jackie Cooper on YouTube and subscribe. We're there. We're there week in and week out.
Ready to play. So, you must go to the movies a lot there in Perry. I mean, how many times are you visiting a movie theater each week?
Well, what is sad, Virginia, is Perry doesn't have a movie theater.
I wondered about that. I wondered a lot of places. Do you have to drive pretty far to see a movie?
Not far. I go over to Warner Robins or go to Macon, and like this past weekend, I said I see four movies. I usually see one on, if there are four new movies out, I'll go on Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, that's four, and then tape on Sunday night.
Wow, so that's a big turnover. I want to play a little bit more. This is from an interview. You don't just do reviews, but you do review books and television shows. But this is with the actor and WWE wrestler Dwayne Rock, The Rock Johnson. Here's a little bit from that. This was for promoting his film in 2007, The Rundown.
Right.
Then I ask you to start with, because Dwayne Johnson's your real name, right?
Yeah.
But people who know you as The Rock, do they call you Mr. Rock? The Rock? Rock?
People call me Rock. People call me Dwayne. People call me DJ. People call me Pineapple Head, because I got a big head. And here's the thing. As long as it doesn't like digress, and so they start calling me the other names that I typically hear, then that's cool. We could be up here with The Rock and Dwayne. That's cool.
The Rock now has several more movies under his belt. He's a pretty heavy hitter in Hollywood. How did you land that one?
It just came out of the blue. He came to Atlanta. They called me up and said, "We've got, you know, The Rock coming in to Atlanta. Would you like to do an interview with him?" And I jumped at the chance and drove myself up to Atlanta and sat down with him. I mean, again, this is just amazing. You know, even then, here I sat there thinking, I'm sitting here interviewing The Rock. It's so surreal. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess you did not imagine this was going to be the next stage.
Never. I was born and raised in South Carolina, you know, went to law school, became a lawyer, and just loved movies from the start, though. I've loved movies all my life.
Well, even major news outlets no longer have film reviewers on staff in many cases.
No. So that's sad.
So what kind of role are you serving for people, do you think?
I think that, you know, from the comments that I get, you know, I am a source to them, you know, where they can just go on the YouTube and click on my channel and can find out about the latest movies and what I think about them, and then they can weigh, you know, what my opinion is and make a determination. Because as a lot of the people who respond are kids, and it costs a lot of money to go to the movies these days.
Right.
And, you know, and they do weigh whether or not, you know, which one they're going to go see. So hopefully I serve a purpose.
You certainly are. You've got the appeal. What kinds of feedback are you getting from the people there in Perry now that they have an online superstar in their midst?
Well, they are so supportive. You know, everybody is just like, you know, I can't believe it. You know, we were going through it, you know, you're up to 100,000, you've got 120,000. But, you know, they just, you know, they know I've been here forever. So they take it in stride, and, you know, it's just Jackie Cooper doing his thing. And here it's taken off.
So they're not, like, letting you cut in line at the supermarket or anything
No. And nothing more than a senior discount.
Jackie, I'm just wondering, for someone who's listening and maybe they want to start a new chapter in their life after retirement, but, you know, don't know what's your advice to them?
Well, my advice is, if you have a dream, go for it. You know, again, I think that this is a lesson for people never to give up. If you have a dream, you know, you never know when it's going to come true. I never knew who Maxwell was. I never knew that Maxwell was going to discover me. I didn't know that PewDiePie was going to give me a shout out. These are things that can happen to anybody. And, you know, I'm no more special or less special than anybody else. I'm just one of God's children here on the earth. And it can happen. Never give up on your dream. If you're passionate about something, then go for it, no matter what your age is.
Jackie K. Cooper, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
There's a link to his YouTube channel at gpbnews.org. Stay with us for more on Second Thought coming up after a short break.